Good afternoon and good afternoon. The Other Page Radio, brought to you by Triad Veterans League. We're here at WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston. Welcome to Boston's community radio station. We are excited about what's going on, and we're looking forward to you're receiving this information and letting your friends, if they're not listening, know that they heard it on the Other Page radio program brought to you by Triad Veterans League, supported by BNN Media Services. Welcome again. My name is Haywood Fennell, and I am a veteran, and I am grateful to have an opportunity to talk to you, your family, your friends, our veterans about better days are coming. We cannot forget the services rendered by our veterans, and we are grateful to have this opportunity today to talk about Triad Veterans League's proposal to be submitted to the United States Postal Service for consideration for the creation of a United States Postal Stamp commemorative stamp series advocated by U.S. Congressman James McGovern out of Worcester, U.S. Congresslady Ayanna Pressley out of Boston, associated with the William Joyner Institute at UMass Boston and the William Monroe Trotter Institute at UMass Boston. We have reached out to the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts, to the Boston, Massachusetts NAACP office. We have been in touch with Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey's office. We want to thank the office of Ed Flynn, former president of the Boston City Council, who is also a veteran, for his citation written in support. We want to thank Boston City Councilor at Large, Erin Murphy, Tia Anderson, and the Office of Boston City Council President, as well as the other officials that we will not name because there's some other things that we need to talk about. I didn't know that list was that long. Oh, yeah. And also, we've been reaching out to the Secretary of State of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Mr. James Galvin. So that's let you know that we build in with the help of Vivian Rogers, who is a veteran, and she is working with us, and we're just grateful. I'm going to start off just talking a little bit about one of our programs and hope that you'll be able to get involved.
The Oscar Michonne Family Theater Program Company welcomes those seeking to learn about theater and performance. We offer classes that bring out your talent and improve it. Want to get involved in theater production, acting, or singing? Then you can visit our website at theomtc.com. That's theomtc.com.
You know, welcome again to the Other Page Radio Program, and you know, I just got to say something, folks, because when you need to say something, you got to say it. And I've been given this opportunity as a host of the Other Page radio program, and it's about veterans. It really is. When you look at what they've done, what was done to them, and the various outcomes that were not in their favor, you gotta be sad. Because these people that are veterans are required to raise their hand and take an oath to be in the military and to obey orders and put themselves in situations that they really don't want to be in, but they were in. And some of them came back home not like they were when they went to where they were assigned to go, and some didn't come back alive. We got to honor those people. We got to pay attention to how they're being treated or not treated. It's very important for you to understand that veterans deserve because they have served. They are the most misused group of people that I know, because I wasn't treated good. And it took me a while before I could get over that and build or rebuild my life that was full of strife because I couldn't cope. One of the things that I'm involved with right now is helping veterans to understand that they deserve to be served. I was involved with the late Dr. Joseph Warren, who was a naval officer and worked at Northeastern University. And with the help of Northeastern University School of Public Health, we were able to put together a proposal submitted to the Boston Public Health Commission to do a survey, a short survey on disparities in treatment for African-American veterans at the VA hospital in Jamaica Plain. And the finding was, there was a finding, Tom Kelly was the secretary at that time of Veterans Affairs for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And it stated that culture sensitivity and for service delivery was lacking over there, along with the need for people of color, that's the political term, to be working in positions like counselors and clinicians, because there was a trust factor involved that had to be resolved, and the only way that it could be resolved and veterans could begin to feel as though they could trust is to hire clinicians that reflected a culture. You know they didn't do that, right? Nope. That was 10 years ago. We want you to understand something, right? When you serve this country who a couple of weeks ago in the Congress decided that they were going to give money, billions of dollars, for a continuation of wars that shouldn't even be fought in foreign countries. But there was no money allocated for veterans and our needs. None. Not special awards like they're doing for these wars that's going on in places where we don't even live. $18 billion. Where's the money for the treatment for substance abuse disorders for our veterans? $12 billion $8 billion. Not $1 to help our veterans in Roxbury have a multi-purpose center with wraparound services. It's not there. You're not thinking about our veterans in the manner that you're supposed to. Even though they raised their hands and said that they would go someplace into a country that they don't know anything about and challenge the way of life that those people were living and to go to war with them if those people didn't want to be a part of this United States of America. This is the Other Page Radio.
Are you a veteran, or do you know a veteran who is struggling with housing due to COVID-19? Veterans Inc. can help provide support services, including assistance with rent, deposits, utilities, as well as emergency housing, including hotel stays, to eligible struggling veterans. If you or someone you know is in need of services, please call 1-800-482-2565 or go online to www.veteransinc.org.
Back again at the Other Page. Radio brought to you by Triad Veterans League. You know, Triad Veterans League's been around a little while now. And on July the 20th, 2024, we plan to honor the late Ed Bullins, playwright, educator, veteran. Ed Bullins worked in his last years as an educator in the theater department at Northeastern University. And because of his leadership and his writing about the Black experience, he's a well-known international playwright. Ed Bullins was also a veteran, and he was a member of the Black Panther Party. He was a very serious brother, and we want to honor him by honoring others that have supported Triad Veterans League and our theater program, our reading brigade, our veterans inclusive strategy to involve ourselves in finding solutions for some of the problems that we are confronted because, not because we are veterans, but because we are African-American veterans. People have not gotten away from systemic and institutional racism. They haven't got away. And so what that does is that brings up the Black Veterans Calendar that was gleaned from the Black Veterans art exhibit that has been shown in different places, including the Strand Theater, including Newton City Hall, including the Boston Public Library on Geneva Ave. It's a multiplicity of places that we plan to show this exhibit in support of the proposal that Triad Veterans League is planning to submit to the United States Postal Service regarding the creation of a United States commemorative stamp series. A United States commemorative stamp series using the images from the calendar of Black veterans that served from the American Revolution up to World War II. 13 images in total. We want to thank Master Artist Stephen Hamilton. At the time, he was at Artists for Humanity in the South Boston area. And we got these kids together and talked about this art project and what it means to have an art exhibit of African-American veterans that paid the dues and did the fighting for the United States from the American Revolution. And we touched on the Civil War with the 54th Volunteer Regiment that came out of Massachusetts that fought in the Civil War. There are pictures of the Tuskegee Airmen, the pictures of a lot of black veterans, including Crispus Attucks, the first fatality in the American Revolution killed by the British right here in Boston. So the proposed stamps, commemorative stamp series, is dealing with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts as one of the places that was considered the place for patriotism. You know, they have this event up in Concord, and I've seen them in other places talking about the American Revolution. Well, I'm here to tell you that there were African-American veterans involved in the American Revolution. And later on, there were women involved. They were involved during the American Revolution as spies. And then women took on different roles in the military as it moved forward. We've got black generals now, female generals. And Tribe Veterans League is a member, and I am the former chairperson of the General Edward O. Gordine statue that was unveiled August the 1st, 2023 in the General Edward O. Gordine African-American Memorial Park in the Nubian Square area. You know, we've been like that. We've been busy doing what we need to do for our veterans. So keep that in mind when we come asking you to support us with the stamp project. You'll be seeing our petition soon. We need your signature.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You know, this is the Other Page Radio. We at WBCALP, 102.9 FM, Boston, Boston's community radio station. And so what we're doing here is we're trying to build a beachhead of support for veterans and the issues that they are confronted with. And you don't have to be a veteran to support us in what we do. Our PSAs, public service announcements, are aimed at getting the information to the veterans because they need help. They serve this country, and we should not forget the prices that they paid, female and male. You know, it's out there now. We got a rate of homelessness that's unbelievable sad. That we here in the United States of America, the country that veterans defended, including myself, and I see a veteran in need of a place to stay, to live in our community, and others can get it and we can't. I said, other people from other countries who know nothing about America, but get what they want and not what the veteran needs. Like I said before, you don't have to be a veteran to support what's right for our veterans. Nope, you don't have to be that. But you got to be committed for doing the right thing for our veterans. Because, you know, people were young, 18, 19, and went in the military. And they came out after a tour in some combat situations. And some of them didn't have combat, but they were in stressful situations because they might have gotten transferred to a combat theater to do things to people that they didn't even know. To see our people get shot and murdered and blown up. And then you got to come back to the United States as though nothing happened. And all the times that you are ignoring the signs of PTSD, and then you realize that you can't talk about what happened because you think nobody's is going to listen to you. You think nobody's going to believe you. Well, I believe you. We believe you now. So, folks, we need to help our veterans. That's what this program is about. This is about trying to get help for the many levels of needs for our veterans. Not having a home or getting a room that's a tomb without any wraparound services to deal with the issues that a veteran might be confronted with, and the family becomes codependent on a behavior that he didn't create. And then you're going to take and turn around like veterans don't count with all the land and the funding that you give to other people to fight a war, and you won't give veterans enough funds to fight the war that they're fighting. You can't forget us. You got to come out on more than just July 4th and Memorial Day and the so-called designated holidays for veterans. We got this problem every day. Nobody's going over there to the... We're here in Boston, the Suffolk County Jail. They got some veterans over there. Wonder how they're treating them. I talked to the sheriff, trying to catch up with Sheriff Steve Tompkins. He's talking about he'll call me back. Nobody called me back when I was over there in Okinawa and seeing those bodies being brought in from Laos and Vietnam, and John Westmoreland was saying there wasn't no war. That's what he was saying.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You know, I'm back here, you know, just to talk a little bit more about veterans, because I want to thank BNN for BNN Media Services for being sensitive to the needs of veterans that allows me to sit here for the time that I'm allowed to talk about veterans. Because veterans, they did it. They kept you from being a veteran. How about that? And you want to treat them any kind of way like they don't deserve to be respected? Rather, you act as though they didn't do anything, and so that's like rejected? How did you do that? Why did you do that? Ignore the veteran. And then when the time comes, speaking to the population of politics, you hear all kind of rhetoric, and that needs to be changed. How much you love veterans, and you're going to do this for veterans, and you're going to do that for veterans. And we're living here in Boston, and veterans are not being taken care of. And when you remind people that they're not doing their elected responsibility, they get upset. Well, I don't care. The truth has to be told. You need to be upfront and tell people, meaning the elected officials, you need to tell people what you have done. What have you done for veterans? Don't look at me when I see you smiling, profiling, like you care about the veterans, and we don't even have a comprehensive treatment center with housing for veterans in Roxbury. The city of Boston has property, buildings, and we don't have one of those buildings to develop with our own workforce plan to hire and train veterans to take care of veterans. It's so simple that we could do better for our veterans, but for some reason, you don't want to do that. You'd rather see veterans walking around with no place to go, addicted, a lot of them, who need help. And the sad thing is this. There are veterans that are doing very well who do not do anything for veterans. And if you ask them why, they will say, some of them, I did what I had to do for me, not for we. But when they were in life-threatening situations, me became we. And we should not be forgetting the responsibility that we have to our veterans that are in need of help. This is The Other Page Radio, brought to you by Triad Veterans League, WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston. We are really, really, really happy that we have the opportunity to discuss veterans and bring you up to date. You know, today I had a conversation with an agency called Veterans Legal Services. Veterans Legal Services. And I had a conversation with a young lady, and she took my information because I am complaining about having to pay an excise tax on my car, my personal vehicle, to Boston Excise Tax Department. And I don't have any problem paying if I'm supposed to, but if you have a law on the books that says disabled veterans in Boston are exempt from having to pay that excise tax on the personal vehicle that you own, that it is waived, and the excise tax department causes me a lot of frustration and aggravation that entails me having to pay $500 in change to get my excise tax paid up and for me to be able to register my car. And the law says that I'm exempt. I called this Veterans Legal Service people after going to the DAV, I believe, or the DVA, but I know those three letters are a part of the acronym because they gave me the phone number, and I called and I shared what my concerns were, and they were told me that, we'll let you know, we'll check and let you know if we can handle this. Legal services are supposed to take care of us because we can't take care of ourselves. And if you're disabled and you have a car here in Boston, your personal vehicle, you're supposed to be exempt from having to pay that. And so I want you to understand that we have to stand up. We have to speak up and we have to speak out as veterans because it says on the law that we are exempt. And if you got any other issues that you think are legally inclined for legal attention, you need to be in contact with the Veterans Legal Services. And let them know that you need them. I don't know if the Attorney General is going to get mixed up in my situation, but I want my money back. I'm covered by the law. I call up veterans agencies like Commissioner Robert Santiago's office, and they say they're going to look into it. And then I call Secretary John Santiago, M.D., Secretary of the Veterans Services on the Commonwealth of Massachusetts level. They say they're going to look into it, but they haven't done anything. That's what I was talking about when I say veterans don't get respected. They get rejected. And we got to do something about that, veterans. We really do. Because we deserve better.
Potential is everywhere. It's in every child, in every community.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Eastern Massachusetts works to transform communities by empowering, defending, and igniting the potential of youth across Eastern Massachusetts, ensuring every child has the support from caring adults that they need for healthy development and success in life. Big Brothers Big Sisters fosters one-to-one mentoring relationships between child and adult, helping the youth in our communities achieve their fullest potential. But at any given moment, there are hundreds of children in our region in need of a caring adult role model.
Do you have what it takes to become a defender of potential? You can learn more at massbaybigs.org.
I like to say that the Ed Bullins Award is going to be something that you can appreciate. Here's a man that served his country and came out, got involved with theater and teaching people at Northeastern University. So what you have here is Triad Veterans League, you know, sponsoring these different programs, et cetera. For instance, in 1997, we started the Oscar Michaud Family Theater Program Company. And for 1997 up until today, we have performed annually a full production, even during the time of COVID. We did virtual performances. And now we want to honor a man who served in the United States military, came out, got an education, taught theater at Northeastern University, received all kinds of awards and citations for his work in theater, writing about the black experience. Ed Bullins, we salute you. I want to just get people to understand the importance of acknowledging when people do things, especially for their country. And then when you don't do it, you get indignant if you're reminded that you got to do that. And we need support with this stamp project, this proposal that we're submitting to the United States Postal Service that deals with a creation of the United States commemorative stamp series showing pictures from the art exhibit commissioned by Triad Veterans League, showing images of people and veterans from the American Revolution up until World War II. And that's a lot. That's a lot that has been forgotten. And we're just trying to raise the awareness on the importance of educating our history as an inclusive principle about this country's greatness. We're still not free yet here in America, you know that, right? Veterans are still struggling with their own little war, fighting for restoration of their dignity, lost while being involved in the United States military. People don't want to hear that, but you're going to hear that when you listen to this program, because we need to rectify what's going on. We don't supposed to have homeless veterans. We're supposed to have veterans that are involved, not excluded. We need our politicians to understand that veterans are not political pawns to vote for you when you make a promise that you know you're not going to keep. When you make a promise that you know you are not going to keep. That's not politics, that's politics. That's the difference right there. You know, you can't buy veterans. That's just like you can't buy what they did, man. They raised their hand. They took an oath to follow orders, and whatever those orders entailed, they were to follow them. And now you want to ignore them and not provide them the services and care that they need. Have you been over to the VA hospital to see their building for detox lately? Have you seen anybody from City Hall talking about the veterans and helping them do what they need to do? Have you? So if they don't say anything, don't think it's okay. Don't think everything is all right, because it's not. And veterans need to speak up, speak out, stand up for themselves, because it's clear to me that the interest for veterans and taking care of them is not being something that our elected officials seem that they need to do. I got a notice the other day that there's going to be a meeting in Grove Hall at the Reed Center, you know, the Masonic Temple in Grove Hall, for veterans to come in and talk. But after the talk, what's going on? What are we going to do? We need a plan. I think that we need to let the people know that the community is involved with and concerned about how our men and women that have served in the United States military are not being taken care of. And that the VA and the other identified veterans organizations cannot do the job by themselves. They just had an announcement a few weeks ago of a $20 million down payment, is what I call, for housing from the office of the governor. We didn't hear no more about it. But do you know how long it takes to spend $20 million with plans and stuff before they even drive a nail, turn a shovel over with dirt in it? Half of that money gonna be gone to consultants and contractors that been always getting contracts, and most of them don't hire veterans. And when you see these elected officials and you try to talk to them about stuff like that, they have a way of giving you a blank face and looking all around but not looking you in the eye to tell you why they can't look you in the eye. Because they're not doing anything. But when they get someplace else out of the range of the veteran, they say, yeah, we're taking care of that. Don't listen to Haywood Fennell. He don't know what he's talking about. I do know what I'm talking about. I do know that we need care. I do know that you're not providing the leadership. I do know that we can help ourselves if you help us. I do know. WBCALP 102.9 FM Boston, that's our station. Boston's community radio station. You're listening to The Other Page Radio, brought to you by Triad Veterans League and the help of Boston BNN Media Services. We're really grateful to have this opportunity to speak about our veterans today and some of the things that we are involved. And we need you to be involved. Don't let us down. Help us stand up.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm telling you, boy, you know, sometimes when you go to see a veteran service provider, you know, it's like you're talking to a stranger. Sometimes they don't seem as though they understand your situation because they can't relate to what's going on because they sit in their offices. They don't have any knock-on-the-door social workers like they used to come out and see about you. They don't do that anymore. You know, they have these conferences, these virtual conferences, these Zoom meetings, and they don't come into the community. They don't go to these providers that say they providing for veterans and find out that everybody is duplicating what everybody else is doing and nothing gets done. Nothing gets done. They sit at their desks and they have meetings and they don't share meetings. But let me tell you something. 857-204-5312 is for you to call And if you want to come on, downtown veterans, representatives, come on this radio program and let people know what you're doing and how you're doing and how we in the community of veterans can help you. Because like I said, veterans are an overlooked and underused community resource. Do I need to say it again? Well, I will. Veterans are an overlooked and underused community resource, and we need to stop playing and get busy and come up with a plan to work with veterans and get them better situated with services and care. That's what I'm asking you to do. Become involved. Do not dissolve in despair. We need you there. We need you here. Come on the station. Talk about what it is you think that we can do as a collective to help each other. Veterans, helping veterans. You fought together in foreign lands and come back home and forget about each other. You become political pawns doing what a non-veteran says you should do. A non-veteran faked everything, called veterans suckers and fools. You want to vote for him. You want to vote for him. Your legacy as a military veteran doesn't mean anything. Because if it did, you wouldn't be voting for him. Think about that. Other page radio brought to you by Triad Veterans League. Dedicated and committed to improving the care and services of our veterans. My name is Haywood Fennell. I'm the host. And I want you to make sure that you tell your friends that when you hear me talk, I'm not the only one that's feeling this pain that we do not deserve. We deserve to be respected, first of all, and cared for so that we can care for our families. We are not sick. We are ill. And we need people to understand that. Everything can be corrected, but before you can correct anything, you have to correct yourself. There's too much going on, too much overlook, and not enough direct look at how we can come up with solution-driven strategies to improve the condition of our veterans and their needs. I'm so grateful to be able to talk to you today. And I hope that what I said to you will impact how you think about our veterans. You needed us. Now we need you. What are you going to do? We need you to be involved with what's going on in our community, the veterans community. I'm so grateful to all the other veterans who fought and died, but we are working on a project. We are working on a project, folks. The proposed project, the creation of a United States commemorative stamp series. You're going to be seeing things that reflect that, and we're going to be collecting signatures as a part of our strategy. We're going to get you involved because we need you involved. We need you to let people know that you support veterans and what we're trying to do in terms of restore dignity and wipe out all the other stuff that we're hearing about veterans. We don't need to be sending anything to other countries for other people to kill each other. We need to heal the deal. That's what I'm talking about today. Healing and dealing, folks. We're going to wrap this program up now. We're getting ready to get out of here, but look, I got to say it again. I'll keep saying it. I'm not afraid.
Are you a veteran, or do you know a veteran who is struggling with housing due to COVID-19? Veterans Inc. can help provide support services, including assistance with rent, deposits, utilities, as well as emergency housing, including hotel stays to eligible struggling veterans. If you or someone you know is in need of services, please call 1-800-482-2565 or go online to www.veteransinc.org.
See, that's the kind of stuff, you know, that touches my heart, because I know that there's some people that care about us out there. But we need more people to care about us. We don't need promises from elected officials that they're going to do this and do that and then don't do nothing. We're in bad shape. Anytime you can take billions of dollars and send it to another country to kill other people and don't do nothing for your veterans who are getting killed out of poverty thinking. And people actually think that veterans don't deserve. Do you know they got people out there that think like that? People that have never been in the service and pass judgment on veterans that have served and come back to this country in need of help and not do anything. There's no reason why we got homeless veterans. None. None at all. You can go down there and bring people back. Florida governor can send them on a bus or airplane and stick them in these different cities instead of building stuff for veterans down in their state. Ain't doing nothing for vets down there. They're doing something for other people that don't belong here. Americans first, folks. That's all I can tell you. You know, you got to believe in ourselves and our veterans, because they jumped in some of them boats and went up in them countries. They did some things that they don't want to talk about. And then some other things happened in places where there was no combat, racial discord. Black versus white. Veterans wearing the same uniform, fighting each other, causing all kind of disharmony and PTSD and all kind of mental stresses. We don't need that. We need people to be on top of what they need to be on top of. And that's the right way to treat veterans. It's been a good day today, folks. Don't forget the veterans. Thank you.